Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin. Yevamos Nun Zayin, and again, encouraging all of those out there to sign up on the Olami Yom HaZikaron program to be able to take a Daf and Shas, to be able to be mitzarif to the Siyam for Yom HaZikaron. Feel free to go online and take part in this amazing program. Says the Gemara here, Yud Zayin, Nun Zayin Amabes. Nun Zayin Amabes here in the sixth paragraph of Yevamos, Habal Yevimto, we get to the sugya of Yesh Chupa Lipsulos or Ein Chupa Lipsulos. That's the sugya on the top of Nun Zayin Amabes. What is the sugya of Chupa Lipsulos? Many different dayas in the Rishonim, how exactly to understand it, but some type of, is there a significance to a chupa with a pasal? Let's say an amana has chupa with the Kohen Gadol. Right? Rashi says that there was no kiddushin. There was just nisuin. Just nisuin. An amana and Kohen Gadol have a chupa. Does that pasal her already? Does that change her status? Rashi, yesh chupa lepsulos, Kohen Gadol sheichnes almana, bas Kohen lechupa. A Kohen Gadol, that's machnas of bas Kohen lechupa, velo ba'aleha. And he was not with her. There was no bia. There was just chupa. There was no kiddushin. Afilu hachi, Pasla mitruma de Nasha. Could she still go home and eat truma from her father's house? They're not married yet because it was just Isuin. There was no Kiddushin. So if she's a Bas Kohen, could she go home and eat truma? So says the Gemara, it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. There is a significance to the Chupa for a Psula. De Chupa Kiknisas Bi'ilo Damya. Rashi's Lashon is that Chupa is Ki'ilu De Was Bia. Chupa Kiknisas Bi'ilo Damya. And Shmuel says, no. Ein chupa lepsulos. No, there's nothing happened yet. There was no kiddushin. There was no bia. Chupa is not meaningful in that way. So Rav holds each chupa lepsulos, and Shmuel holds other than that. There are other pshatim to what exactly is the case of the Gemara, but we'll go with that one. Again, chupa lepsulos. Would that pasul her for the truma in her father's house? The Rama paskins this way. The Rama paskins the nuchos trumos, like the shita of Rav, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we generally pasul like Rav b'isuri at the end of the seventh parak of Hilchos Trumos. That parak is the Rama. I'm talking about all different types of permutations of eating truma, not eating truma, but the Rambam says, Kohenes almana, shenis arsa lekohen gadol, o grusha lekohen hedyot. So the Rambam has the Erisin case, which is the case that we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the case of almana kohen gadol, grusha lekohen hedyot, min ha-erisin lo yochlo b'truma. So the Rambam first is quoting the case of the Mishnah, which says, even if erisin, if there's an erisin to a psula, hol v'heim mishamros l'bi a psula shel Torah, since what's what the Gemara calls Mishtameris Labiya Psula, she has on the horizon, she has a inappropriate and Isser Bia, so therefore she can no longer eat Truma already. Vechain, this is us. Im Nichlusu L'chupa below Erisin. The Mishnah that we had is if you have Erisin without Chupa. So that passels her because it's Mishtameris Labiya Psula, she has that on the horizon. What about the opposite? Just Chupa without Erisin. That's this case of chupa lepsulos, einan ochlos. She does not eat. Shachupa poselos osan milechol. She loses her right to eat. Chupa pasels her. Nis almanu onis garshu. What happens if then she became a widow or divorced? So mina erisin chazulach shirim ochlos. If it was mina erisin, then she could go back and eat because nothing happened yet. She's no longer. She was not nivelas, and she no longer is mamtenis labiyapsula. Menanisuin lo yochlu shekfar. So the Rama puts in the same halacha in Zayin Chaf Aleph in Trumos, the Rama puts the halacha of if you just have Erisin, that ruins Truma. If you just have Nisuin, meaning Chupa, that also ruins her eating Truma. So that's the Rama Mshita of Yesh Chupa Lipsulos. So this sugya relates to a topic that came up partially in a topic that we discussed earlier, but we didn't do this as a topic itself. And that is, what exactly is Chupa? What exactly is Nisuin? We've touched on this. The Mishnah tells us in the first Mishnah, Maseches Kedushin, we know exactly what the first stage of a Jewish marriage is. That's clear. Three drachim, kesef, shtar, or bia, one of the three. And we do today Kiddushe kesef, right? A man gives the woman a ring, something of value, or some Sephardic circles gives her a coin. But either way, it's Kiddushe kesef. It's clear what has to be done. The kinyan of kesef.
Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim, v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. Nikneis b'kesef, b'shtar, u'babia.
And the Gemara learns out in the first parak the makar for each of those. So we know exactly what kiddushin is. What is nisuin? We know nisuin is the second stage of a Jewish marriage. And the husband and wife are not allowed to live together unless they perform nisuin, which is also called chuppah. What exactly is that? So that, amazingly, is not 100% clear in Shas. What exactly does one have to do? There are 7 to 10 opinions about what exactly is chuppah. We try to do as many of them as possible in order to be able to make sure that we are covered. I have the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, sorry. First one, Nun Hei and Samach Aleph. So what are the different days about what Nisuin is? So some of the opinions base themselves and bring a proof from our Gemara. That's why this is an important Gemara to do, important topic to do today. So number one, some opinions hold that, you know what chuppah is? Yichud. Yichud. Yichud is usur beforehand, usur for a man and a woman who are not married to have yichud, to be in seclusion together. And the way to perform chuppah is to have yichud, to have seclusion. The Ran quotes that at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. That's the first Ran, all the way at the beginning on Daf Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. That's one of the places that this is discussed at length. Says the Ran, Ika diyalef lamehacha. There are those that learn from here. What's here? That's the first Daf in Ksubis. First Daf in Ksubis talks about a husband will have to support his wife with mizonos, with parnasa, once they get married. What happens if the time comes for them to get married and he for some reason doesn't go through with it? So we fine him. You have to support her already. Even though you're not married, we have to support her. Unless it's her fault. If it's her fault, then we're not going to make her make him support her. What happens if she was pirsanida? If she was pirsanida, then he does not have to support her. So says the Ran, what's the matter? Get married, have chuppah, even with pirsanida, right? It must be that if she became a nida, you can't get married, and therefore we're not going to hold them accountable. Why can't you get married? It must be that chuppah is yichud, and if she's a nida, then you can't have yichud yet with her. And that's the raya that's brought from Ksubas Dav Beis by the Ran. Ika de yalef la mehacha de chuppah hainu yichud ulaficha kishe pirsanida velo baal asura lehiz yachid. Right, you can't have yichud. I mean, like it says later on in Ksubas on Dav Daled, that if one of them becomes an onain, rachman al aslan, right before the chuppah, tu yashim bein ha'anashim, v'ishu yishena bein ha'anashim. V'la'av bas chuppah hi. She's not a bas chuppah because she is a nida. Mishamachi einam ala mezonos. That's why he doesn't have to support her. De'im isa, the chuppah, lavanu yichud. Because if you're going to tell me a different one of the opinions, a different one of the 10 opinions, that chuppah is something else, then so what if she's a nida? So have yichud, have chuppah anyway. Lama inom ala mazonos. V'chaz yil nisuin. Right? She's right to have nisuin. Ulefizeh imachnisa tzakal l'chuppah asha titar. Therefore, we don't have chuppah until she could become tahara. That is the shita of the first shita of the Ran and Ksubis. It's also the shita of the Riyazakin. If you look in the Tosas Riyazakin printed on the daf in Kiddushin, on daf hey. On daf hey, a little piece. He's a chuppah kona. Kinyan be'erisin im masra l'chuppah l'shem kiddushin. Chuppah shemiyachdim shneihem b'lo biya. Shemiyachdim shneihem b'lo biya. Right, there's yichud. Yichud, that's the first day about what exactly is chuppah. And that is what most Ashkenazic circles, they perform that, right, that yichud room. The yichud room right after the chuppah, what we call the chuppah. There's no biya there. Everyone knows there's no biya taking place there, but there's yichud. And yichud, royal biya, yichud is good enough. That is shita number one. Now, shita number two is the Rambam. Shita number two is the Rambam. The Rambam says yichud, but Rambam says more than yichud. More than yichud. This is how he's understood by most. The Rambam says in Ilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Ha'arusa Asura Labayla Midivrei Sofrim, Kozman Shiva Vesavia, and Arusa is Asura Labayla. After Erisin, she could not live with her husband yet, as long as she's still Bavei Saviya. V'habal Arusa Asur Beis Chama, V'machnos V'machnos Marjo. Says an Issa Durabanan, at least, if somebody lives with their Arusa before Nisuin. V'yafilum Kitsha Bebiya, we paskin, Asur Lo Lava Ola B'yashniya, Bavei Saviya. Right, Kiddushe Biya is Erisin Osa, not Nisuin Osa. Ad Sheyavi Osa, L'toch Beiso, V'yis Yachidima, V'yafrishan Alo. So what's the Rambam's chuppah? Yavi l'toch beiso v'yis yachidima. Yes, yichud, but more than yichud. K'nisa l'reshuso and yichud. Bringing her into his reshus and having yichud with her. V'yafrishanalo, and designating her for him. V'yichud zeh hu anikra k'nisa l'chuppah v'hu anikra nisun v'chol makom. This yichud, says the Rambam, is k'nisa l'reshuso. K'nisa l'reshuso after and yichud v'hu anikra nisun v'chol makom. V'abala rusas l'shem nisun acha shekidsha misheh yeraba kana v'nasas nisuah v'ariki ishto l'chol davar. But that's the Rambam shita chuppah. Let's continue for a moment. U'mishitikanis l'chuppah nikris nisuah avishlo nivala v'hu shidei ru'yu l'bila. As long as there's ro'i labia and there's yichud, that's chuppah. Avalam haisa nida. The Rambam also is going to exclude nida because the Rambam says you need kisla reshuso and yichud. But if she is a nida, afal pi shenichlas al chuppah, even though she physically went in, v'nis yachidima lo gamru hanisuin, v'harehi kearusa adayin. Important lashonos, which we're not going to get into too many details. The nisuin is not completed. I mean, there was kisla reshuso, but there wasn't yichud. And harihi karusa dying. She's like an arusa, and therefore chuppah didn't take place. So number one shita is yichud. Number two shita is kisla reshuso and yichud ra'ui labia. The Rishonim ask from a number of gemaras on the Rambam and where the Rambam got it from and how to defend. Three gemaras to talk about before we get to the next shita. Number one, the Rush there in Ksubis. The Rosh in Ksubas on Daf Hei says, well, maybe the Rambam got this from the Sugya in the fifth parak. The Sugya in the fifth parak talks about what happens if a man writes a Ksuba to his wife, beginning of parak Afalpi. We learn from there that there's something called the Iker Ksuba, 200 Zuz, and there's the Tosefes Ksuba, the additional, right? Hosifla Mindilei, Oh, Meaz Kukim Kesav Zarev. We talk about that, we have that in our Ksuba, Tosefes Ksuba. So the Gemara talks about when does the Tosefes Ksuba kick in? When does it kick in? What if they end up never having bia, right? And then somehow they get divorced. Does he have to pay the Tosefes Ksuba? Yosef, if you want the beginning of the fifth parak, if he wants to be Mosif on the Ksuba, he can. And what happens if she becomes Nisalmana, Nisarmala, or Nisgarsha? What happens if she becomes an Amana or Gershon? Bainmana Arison, Bainamani Suin, Gobesakol. The Tanakhama holds, even if they get divorced, Minha Erisin, they never have Nisuin, she still gets the Ksuba and the Tosefes Ksuba. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no, Minha Nisuin Goves HaKol. From Nisuin, if they had full Nisuin, then she gets even the Tosefes Ksuba. Minha Erisin, then she only gets the Iker Ksuba. Shelo Kasavla Ela Amanas Lakonsa. Because he only wrote her the Tosefes Ksuba with in mind that they're going to live together. If they never live together, then fine, he has to do what the rabbi said he has to do. The Iker Ksuba, but he doesn't have in mind to do anything more than that. And therefore, she doesn't get the Tosefes Ksuba. So the Gemara talks about what happens if they have Nisuin but not Bia. What does Rav Elazar ben Azariah say about that? Boy Rav Ashi, says the Gemara, Nun Vav Ben Aleph, Nichnasa L'Chuppa U'Pirsa Nida Mahu. Right, what happens if she had Chuppa but then Pirsa Nida? Im Tim Salomar Chibas Chuppa Kone Chuppa D'Chazi L'Bia. Ava chuppah delo chazi labia lo, o dilma loshna. Right, do you say chuppah roi labia is good, you need, or not? Teku, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Says the Rosh, oh, maybe the Rambam got his sheet about chuppah from this Gemara. Because it talks about chuppah roi labia, not roi labia. But says the Rosh, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ, I think it's a mistake. This Gemara is not talking about whether chuppah works without bia or not. Chuppah for sure works without bia. This Gemara is limited to a discussion of Tosefes Ksuba. Fine, they might have full chuppah without yichud. Maybe chuppah is something else. Maybe chuppah is, as we'll see, knisla reshuso or some other opinion. But this Gemara is just talking about an umdana of the husband. Do we say that he's ready to pay the Tosefes Ksuba if he just has a regular chuppah, or is it only a chuppah that he thinks he's going to be with? Chuppah roi labia. So I don't think, says the Rush, that this is a raya for the Shita of the Rambam. That's the Rush here in the fifth parak of Ksubas in Parakei Halacha Vav. V'hamadaktik b'shmua zu yavin. De pshita le de chuppas nida ave chuppah. Chuppas nida is a chuppah. It's just a question of whether he would give the Tosefes. The Abagav, the Chuppah says, Chuppah lo kasav lo adaita the Chuppah shen iri labia. The Mistaver, digger ha'umdana al kiriv das al chibas bia. Become makom nehita raya ain kan de chazi lo Chuppah. Kshinida gam lahem ain raya de lo chazi lo Chuppah. You want to say it's not mukhrech like me, but it's also not mukhrech like him. So I don't think it's a raya for the Rambam. That's one Gemara that's discussed. The other Gemara is what we alluded to before. First off in Subas. The Ran there discusses, maybe the Rambam got it from that Gemara, that Pirsa Nida, he doesn't have to pay her Mizonos, because it must be that Chuppah is impossible. But again, the Ran says at the beginning of Ksubis, that might not be a right to the Rambam. Because after all, that doesn't say that Chuppah doesn't work. Maybe Chuppah would work, but it's just that we wouldn't force him to pay Mizonos if he wouldn't be able to have Bia. If he would only be able to have a chuppah that's not Roy Labia, maybe we wouldn't force him then to pay Mizonos. Again, a limited case. Not saying that it's not chuppah. It would be chuppah, but we wouldn't force him to pay Mizonos. So that is Havadilonihira. That's the Ran. But the third Gemara that's discussed in the context of the Rambam is our Gemara. Our Gemara. Right? The Ran there in the beginning not here. At the beginning of in Perak Afal P, Chaf Beizma Beizna Nadafi Arifing Subis. The Ran says, "I'll tell you. I think the Rambam's wrong. That Nida, you can have a Chuppas Nida. You don't need Chuppah Relabia. Why? Yish Chuppah Lapsulos. And the Rambam Paskins that way. Right? Our Gemara. Right? If a Kohen Gadol and Amana have a Chuppah, so Yish Chuppah Lapsulos. Right? There is Chuppah. It has significance. You just had Chuppah." But according to the Rambam, if it's a pasul, isn't that like the same thing as nida? It's an inappropriate chuppah, and therefore it should have no significance. It shouldn't be chuppah. But according to you, Rambam, it does. Va'davar tema. This is the Ran chaf beiz mabeiz and dafi arif in Ksubis. Va'davar tema. He quotes the Rambam shita to keep it the kaim balam biyavamis yesh chuppah lapsulos. Since we paskin in our Gemara yesh chuppah lapsulos, the Rambam paskins that way. We saw that in Hilchos Trumos. Kigon alman lekohen gadol v'chavrosel chuppas nida lama lo tikne. Why shouldn't the chuppas nida work? You see, chuppah lapsulos has significance, so this should also work. Lafichach nira kedivri yaomer delomi boilon elolin yotosevus ksuba. So I like what the Rush says. This gemara in Ksubis is only regarding tosevus ksuba. V'lashar dvarim kone v'chuppah would work. How would you get out of this? You'd have to say, how would the Rambam read our gemara? It must be that nida is different than other psulos. Right, maybe psulos, that type, amon lekohen gadol, that chuppah would have significance. But maybe nida is more mufka. Maybe because nida is one of the arayas, that was a different lumdus topic we had recently. Nida is one of the arayas according to the Rambam. Many arayas, against Baali Atosvas. So maybe arayos undermines chuppah, and not just other psulos. Or the Karen Ora says here, maybe by nida, since he knows it's only temporary, so he doesn't have full das for his chuppah. It's ironic. Because he knows it's a temporary problem, that's why he doesn't have full das now, that's why it wouldn't be considered chuppah. By Kohen Gadol Amana, there's no getting out of this problem. It's a permanent problem, and therefore, there's nothing better than today, so I'll have full das for the chuppah today. Okay, either this is another Gemara that relates to the sugya of chuppah. Again, chuppah is a huge topic. We're just touching some of the bases here, but that's a discussion of the Rambam. So again, number one, Yichud, that's a day in the Ran, and the Tosfos Riyazaki. Number two, the Rambam is Knis L'Rshuso and Yichud Roy Labia. The Ran himself there in the beginning of Subis, just Knis L'Rshuso. The Rambam has two factors, so we have both of those factors singular. Right? One of the opinions says just Yichud, the Ran says just Knis L'Rshuso. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Does he really need Knisa to his Rishus or to a Rishus? To a rishus. What if he takes her into her apartment? What if he takes her into a symbolic rishus, like a canopy? Right? What if he does that? So again, many achronim assume that would be okay. The Gruz Lashon in Eben Ezer, the Gruz Lashon is Mareh Shehi Rishus Baila. Some action that shows that she is now in his rishus. Mareh Shehi Rishus Baila. That's the groin nun hay sifkatan test. That's again Knis L'Rshuso. Number four, the tour seems to quote according to the Drisha a makom miyuchad for them. If they are sitting in a place that is miyuchad, and everybody knows, oh, they're chasan and kala, right? There's two big chairs in the middle of the hall. And the Chazan Kala are there on the middle of the dais, or over there. So that itself is chuppah. Right, what kind of chuppah is that? Right, a play makam miyuchad lishnehem. That's the tour in the beginning of Samach, beginning in Nun Hay and Samach Aleph. But the tour summarizes all these shitas at the beginning of Simon. The drisha on the bottom of Simon Samach Aleph summarizes all of these shitas. The Ramah quotes in Ibn Ezer, another opinion based on a number of the Rishonim. The Archas Chaim quotes this and others, putting a garment on them. And there are different versions of this. Some say putting a garment on both of them. Some say he puts a garment on her, like we know the Badekin. Some say she puts a garment on him. All different opinions. Exactly is this. The Archas Chaim says, that, and this is could be a Beferish Gemara in Kiddushin, Pires Ha'adon Taliso, in the context of Yud, which is a specific type of Nisuin. So one of the Achronim say it's like Maimon Har Sinai, and we have Kavalam Harka Gigas, so we have something above us. Okay, all different opinions. How could there be so many different opinions? There's others, but we'll call it here. How could there be so many opinions? Yichud, Kisvah Roshuso, a Beged, right, both. So what a number of Achronim say, if you look in the Stipler in Simon Yates, because Chuppah is not about a Maisa Chuppah. A Maisa Chuppah. It could be both elements. So some Achronim say Chuppah has two elements. It's a Maisa Chuppah, but it's also a reality of Chuppah. A Metzias of Chuppah. What does that mean? Chuppah means acting like husband and wife. Acting like husband and wife makes you husband and wife. Kiddushin is a requirement, a kinyan. Kesef Shar Chazaka, there's a transaction, there's a change of status. But chuppah is, how do you become husband and wife, final stage? Acting like a husband and wife. What does that mean? Yichud, it means going into the reshut, meaning wearing a beged together, right? Any of the others sitting in a place where everybody knows that you're husband and wife. That makes you husband and wife, right? That's what the language of the Kiddushin, of the stipul and Kiddushin is, that it's a mitzius. It's not a din. It's a reflection of marriage makes you married. Like we had a couple of days ago, we spoke about kinya chazaka. Acting like an owner makes you the owner. Right? So it's a similar idea. Acting like a husband and wife makes you a husband and wife. And there are many nafkaminas in terms of if this is the understanding of chuppah. It gets into, do you need edim for chuppah? Can you make a tenai on chuppah? Right? Could you have kiddushin before nisuin? Well, I'm sorry, could you have nisuin before kiddushin? We always have kiddushin before nisuin. The Mishnah Melech has a suffix. Could you have chuppah before kiddushin? If you say this, the whole beged thing, so we do the badekin before kiddushin. So would you be able? Does that work? Right? Could you create the reality before kiddushin, or is it in limbo? Either way, this is a big topic, a lot more. But we did some of the main issues. But again, one of the big gemaras to discuss is our gemara of chuppah lipsulos.